Good evening.
Good evening.
Great to be back with you tonight. Appreciate you being here so that we can study God's Word together. Just very quickly, don't forget, if you have not yet registered for Light the Fire, I hope that you will do that. If you are planning on going, once again, ages 13 to 23, I need that tonight, or at the very least, if you are planning on going and you can't get the registration to me tonight, give me your t-shirt size tonight. That way, I can still make sure to get you a t-shirt. And so we've got, I want to say, I counted it last night, and we've had a couple since then. I want to say we're right at 41 people registered to be there. That's not in counting my counselors that'll be there as well. That'll top us over 50 folks. And that's really good for this year. This year, the dates are always the most aggravating of all the dates that we do Light the Fire. This year, it falls on the 27th through the 29th. And that sometimes bumps some people out because it's still so close to Christmas, and I understand that. So normally our numbers dip when we have to have it on these dates, but it looks like this year that might not be the case. Well, it looks like we're going to be around where we normally are, and so very excited about that. Thank you to all those who help with that and who send your kids to that. Trust me to keep them alive for a weekend. I appreciate it very much. This morning we spent some time looking at the topic of counting our many blessings. And we talked about how Satan seeks to rob us of our joy in life by getting us to not count our blessings. And we talked about three different things that we can do that Satan tries to get us to do instead of counting our blessings. Tonight I want us to shift gears just a little bit though and talk about some blessings that we may forget to count. Some blessings that we may forget to count. As we go through these, some of these you might be like, no, I'm very thankful for that. But some of them you might be like, you know what? I don't think about it sometimes. Because there are a lot of things in our lives that are blessings that maybe we kind of take for granted. And as a result, we forget to count them. Four things that we want to notice together. Not a very long sermon tonight, but hopefully one that is encouraging us to remember these things and be thankful for them as well. Number one. Don't forget to be thankful for communication. Don't forget to be thankful for communication. Under this first point, I want us to notice three different things. And the first of those three, I think, is something that we're probably thankful for, but we need to be reminded. And the first thing I want us to notice, we need to be thankful for the avenue of prayer. The ability to go to our Heavenly Father, y'all, that's a great blessing that I think if we're not careful, sometimes we take for granted. We take for granted that we have a God who's there and He hears. He listens. He wants to hear from us. He wants us to pray to Him. As we talked just a couple weeks ago when we talked some about prayer, how it is the greatest privilege that we have as a child of God. To be able to pour out our hearts to our Heavenly Father and to have a Father who cares, who listens. Friends, that's a great blessing. And it's something that we should be thankful for. Paul told the church at Thessalonica to always have an attitude of prayer, to pray without ceasing. And as we think about things that we need to be thankful for, without a doubt, prayer should be in that list. As we think under this heading of communication, another thing that we should be thankful for is the Bible. You know, all of us probably have multiple Bibles in our homes, right? I think about it in my house right now. I know for a fact there are a couple on the bookshelf. I know for a fact there are at least two on my nightstand. There's this one right here that's sitting in there. And if you go into my office, there are many on one shelf of all different kinds of translations. And so... sometimes because the Bible is so readily accessible for us, we might take it for granted. You know, it's not the case everywhere. In some places, it's very dangerous to have a copy of God's Word. In some places, that can get you persecuted, could even get you killed. And so sometimes we take for granted the Bible. Not just that it's the Bible, but it is God's communication to us. As we've talked before, God no longer communicates as He did to the fathers during the patriarchal age. He no longer communicates through the prophets as He did in the Mosaic age. Today the Bible says, Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1, that He communicates us through His Son. And of course we have what His Son said written down. His Son said that the apostles would speak for him when he was gone, and we have that written down. So this is God communicating to us. And friends, we need to make sure that we're not taking it for granted. Every day we need to spend time looking at God's Word. Last week, as we talked about how to keep a fire burning, you'll recall that two of the things that we said, we need to say something to God every day in prayer, and we need to let God say something to us every day through His Word. And friends, that's something that we should be thankful for, that we have that communication with God. But a third thing under this heading of communication is that of our own language, the ability to communicate. You know, I don't think it's something that we think about, because we just do it, right? We want to express an idea, we talk, we express that idea. But imagine if you lost that ability. I think about my dad when he was in the ICU in the closing days of his life. He had to have a BiPAP machine on, which is it's kind of like a CPAP, but it's a little different. But it forces air into the lungs. His O2 stats, we were having trouble keeping him up. And so that's why he wore that. But the problem with that is it has to be very tightly fit upon your face. And as it's forcing the air in and out, it dries your mouth out. And it makes it really hard to talk. Miss Rita, before they put her on the ventilator, when I went and saw her on Friday, she was on one. And it can be hard to communicate with that. And that can be frustrating sometimes, because as I said, we take for granted the ability to communicate, to be able to talk and to express ourselves. If someone loses that ability to communicate, that's a very frustrating thing. I think as we think about blessings that maybe we forget about, the blessing that we have to be able to communicate with one another, friends, that's a great blessing that we need not forget. Number two. Another thing that we want to notice under things that we might forget to count, blessings we might forget, don't forget criticism. Don't forget criticism. Now let me add a word in here, okay? Constructive criticism. We're not talking about hitter criticism for the sake of criticizing someone. All right, that's not beneficial. That's not helpful, and that's not something necessarily that we want to or should be thankful for. But here we're talking about those who are willing to come to us and say, hey, I think maybe you're not looking at this the right way. I think maybe you have an issue here that we need to talk about. Those who come to us out of love, out of care, out of concern. Not out of an attitude of, hey, I'm right, you're wrong. That's not what we're talking about. But someone who wants us to be better. And wants to help us to get there. That's what we're talking about. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 5, Solomon is writing in chapter 7. We see all these comparisons that he makes. You see the word better over and over in chapter 7. This is better than that. And in verse 5 he says, it is better for a man to hear the rebuke of the wise than to hear the song of fools. Now as you look at that verse and you look at it within its context, Solomon is talking there in the previous verse and a few verses later. It's all under the context of a funeral is better than a festival. That's what he says there. It's better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of mirth. The idea being at a funeral, you're confronted with some things. You're confronted with the brevity of life. You're confronted with your own mortality. You're confronted with maybe the fact that maybe you're not living as you should. And that's what Solomon says. In that setting, in that funeral setting, sometimes you hear the rebuke of the wise. Sometimes the preacher says, hey, we're all going to be in this spot one day. And so the question is, are you living your life so that you'll be ready for that? You say that rebuke of the wise sometimes is better to hear than the song of fools. That criticism sometimes is needed in order to make us better. And I realize in the moment when that criticism, constructive criticism, is being given, it might not feel that way. Preacher gets up and preaches on something that steps on your toe and maybe twists a little bit when it steps down. That's not pleasant. It's not something that in the moment that we're thankful for, but hopefully when we have some time to think about it, and step away from it. Hopefully we realize, hey, that was delivered because they want me to be better. They want me to be ready for when Jesus returns. And so as we think about things that we may forget to count, blessings that we may forget to count, don't forget to be thankful for constructive criticism. Number three, blessings we may forget to count, don't forget comforts. Don't forget comforts. We have a lot of creature comforts in our world today, don't we? Things that make our lives more pleasant, things that make our lives easy. In fact, right now you're sitting in one. Padded pews. I can remember, and I know others of y'all are like, well, I go way back further than that. I can remember when that wasn't a thing. I remember the hard wooden pews. Even worse than that, when I went to Jamaica, y'all, the pews there at the congregation where we worked, it was a seat, and it had a back, but it was just a slat and a slat. That was it. It wasn't even a solid back. And it was positioned for short people such as myself. There would be many of y'all that would feel my pain, where it did not sit in the right spots, y'all. And so we forget about things like that. These padded pews that we have to sit in to be comfortable. Air conditioning and heat. I know some of y'all that there was a time just not too long ago when that wasn't a common thing in everybody's house. When I was working with C.W. Sanderson's, we sold window air conditioning units. And we would install those. And I remember we went to a home. They'd never had one before. They had a wood-burning stove, had never had an air conditioner before. They'd gotten older and decided they wanted one, and that was the first time that they had ever had one. And we take those things for granted. Running water. You don't have to go out to the well house and don't have to go to the outhouse. The indoor plumbing, running water, hot water, for that matter. We forget about things like that because they're everywhere. We just take it for granted that it's always going to be there. Refrigerators. Isn't that a blessing? To be able to not have to go to the store, that you can buy things ahead of time and put them in the refrigerator and have them there when you need them. And so, I mean, you could just make a list, y'all, of all the different comforts that we have that we just take for granted. Why? Because they're always there. They've always been there. In fact, we take them so for granted that when something messes up with them, we get mad that they're not there. Just about a month ago, I was taking a shower, and all of a sudden I heard a gurgling sound coming from the toilet and from the shower. And guess what? The water stopped draining. That's an issue. We got it fixed. Wasn't a big deal. Didn't cost too much. But you know, those things, we take them for granted that they're just always going to be there. They're always going to work. As you think about things that you need to be thankful for, things that sometimes we forget, don't forget about all the comforts that we have in our world today. Fourth and finally, blessings we may forget to count, don't forget about creation. In Psalm 19 and verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork. God's creation is something that's amazing. The beauty of nature. You know, right now, which a lot of the leaves have fallen at this point, but just as the fall begins, the changing of the leaves, to see that all over and the beauty of that, and the flowers that grow in people's gardens, just the ability to... I love Miss Jo's posts. She posts about walking around in the mornings and stuff, and the things that she sees in nature. Something to be thankful for. You know, God provided that for us, for our enjoyment. You know, He didn't have to make the earth as beautiful as it is. It's a beautiful place. Not just the creation of the world, but our very bodies. You know, health is one of those things that What's the old saying? Health is wasted on the young. You know, when we're healthy, we don't really think about that very much. But boy, when that health begins to decline or when something happens, doesn't it quickly come to our forefront? That's something for us to be thankful for. The very air that we breathe, so many things connected to creation for which you and I should be thankful. Obviously, if we handed out a sheet of paper tonight and wrote on it, blessings we may forget to count, you'd add a whole lot more to this list. But these are just four areas where you and I, sometimes if we're not careful, we may forget the blessings that God has given us in these areas. Of course, as we said this morning, the greatest blessing that he ever gave us was that of his son. And of course, the greatest blessing of his son is the fact that he willingly came. That's what's always amazed me about Jesus' coming. Y'all, he knew what was going to happen. He knew the death that he was going to suffer. He knew what he was going to have to go through. But yet he still came. He did that for us. He suffered that for us. So that we could have forgiveness. So that we could have salvation. So that we could spend eternity with God in heaven. Are you thankful for that? Friend, if you're not a Christian, you consider this evening showing that thankfulness by becoming one, by putting Christ on in baptism, or maybe you've done that but you've turned away from Him. Friend, there is no reason tonight to leave here not being right with God. You're among people who love you and care about you, who want you to go to heaven. Let's go there together. If you need to respond to heaven's invitation, we'd ask you to come right now as we stand and sing.